Hi, my name is Marcus.
Hello, everyone. Today I will be talking about William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is considered one of the best poets. If you're struggling in writing, then I would look up to him. Two of his most well-known plays are Hamlet and Macbeth.
Macbeth is about a man who wants power, and these three witches read his thoughts to make him the king and grants the wish. But Macbeth wants to make sure that he doesn't lose power, so he tries to kill his friend, Banquo, and his son, so he hires murderers to kill them, but the son escapes. Then afterwards, Macbeth goes back to the witches and sees his future, which he saw was how he would be killed by a king. So Macbeth tries to kill the man that he saw, but he goes to England. So Macbeth kills the other dude's wife and kid. So the other dude got revenge on Macbeth by killing him.
Hamlet is about a young kid whose father dies, and his mother marries Hamlet's uncle. But Hamlet sees his father's ghost, and his father accuses his brother of killing him.
Hamlet tries to get proof so he can kill his uncle, but his uncle knows that Hamlet is out to get him, because he killed Hamlet's father by pouring poison through his ear. So Hamlet acts insane, and he can't tell the love of his life, because she was spying on him, so then she can tell her father, who is also a king, then afterwards can tell Hamlet's uncle.
Hamlet reenacts how Hamlet's uncle killed his father. That way it would put him in a trap, where Hamlet would have all the proof he needed so he could kill his uncle. But his uncle sends Hamlet away to England, where someone will kill Hamlet.
Before he goes to England, he goes into a room with his mother to tell her what was happening with his uncle, but Hamlet hears something happening behind a curtain. So he draws his sword and stabs the curtain, hoping it's his uncle. But it's actually the love of his life's father.
So the father dies, then guards come in and take Hamlet to England, but pirates invade the ship, and when they saw Hamlet, they were so scared, so they put him back near where he lived. But when he gets there, he hears that Ophelia killed herself, which is who Hamlet loved, when she heard that Hamlet killed her father. He also heard that her brother wanted revenge on Hamlet for killing his father and sister, so they battled with rapiers, but the brother of Ophelia's rapier was coated with poison.
Hamlet ended up getting that rapier and killing his uncle before some poison killed him. Then right after he kills his uncle, he dies. These two books that I read are the children's version and is created by Andrew Matthews and Tony Ross. Considering William Shakespeare created these stories around 500 years ago, that just proves how good it is, considering people from our generation are still reading it. Shakespeare made lots of quotes, but his greatest was in Hamlet, when he was deciding to kill himself and let go of his misery, but know that his father's soul shall not rest, or kill his uncle and continue to live in sorrow.
And here is the Shakespeare quote.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
But these two books I have told you about are just 2 out of 16, so if you don't like Hamlet or Macbeth, then there will most likely be one for you, like A Midsummer's Night Dream, which is about fairies that are in a love triangle, or Romeo and Juliet, which is a romance.
Thank you for listening to this podcast.